If you want to use jQuery IntelliSense, you need to be running Visual Studio 2008 SP1 and install a hotfix, which I linked to in the article. Scott Guthrie also has lots of information on getting the hotfix up and running and some hints on getting the jQuery IntelliSense actually working. Once I've got that all installed, I can come in here and you can see I'm getting jQuery IntelliSense. I can select all divs. I can then hide all the divs. I can apply a hover effect to all of the divs. I can add a CSS class. There's lots of different things that I can do, and I get full jQuery IntelliSense right in my editing experience, which is wonderful, wonderful thing. The only requirement is not only do I have that hotfix applied, but sitting inside of my folder, I've got a jQuery 1-3-2.js file, and I've got the corresponding -vsdocfile.js. You can download the VSDoc file. It's provided by Microsoft. It's downloadable off the jQuery website. One hint, I noticed that the latest version of this doc file is VSDoc2.js. If you don't remove the 2 before the .js, Visual Studio won't pick it up and you won't get jQuery IntelliSense. So make sure that it matches exactly except with the -vsdoc.js extension. So it just has to sit in the same one. Now, if you are working with a JavaScript file, this is a plain old JavaScript file. I want to get jQuery IntelliSense. I'm not getting anything here. The JavaScript file needs, and Visual Studio needs to know where that jQuery file is and that VSDoc file. So what I can do is I can play a trick. I can do 3 slashes, say reference path equals, and I can just put the path to my jQuery file. It doesn't have to be the VSDoc file, it just has to be the jQuery file. So I'm up a level .js. So .js/jQuery-1.3.2.js. Once I've got that in my reference path, I can do dollars. Just have to wait for Visual Studio to update itself. There we go. Sometimes there's a bit of a lag between putting in the reference path and the JavaScript engine actually picking up the IntelliSense. So now I've got, in my plain old JavaScript files, the ability to do IntelliSense. Now let's come into our master page and have a look at applying that script type equals /JavaScript. Let's get some jQuery IntelliSense happening inside of our master page. So you have to say source equals, and our source is going to be /js/jQuery-1.3.2.js. So everything looks good. Type equals text/JavaScript. And let's get some jQuery magic happening here. I'm not getting IntelliSense. Why not? It's because Visual Studio doesn't know that this web project is the root of our website. It probably should, but it doesn't. So providing slash, it's actually looking probably from the root of our C drive, and there is no jQuery file underneath the JS directory. So if we take this out, we're now going relative from the master page, and we get jQuery IntelliSense. Now the problem here is that if we have an ASPX page that is based on this master page, but is not at the root, it's in some subfolder, jQuery IntelliSense isn't going to work. As well, our JS include isn't going to work either. So what can we do? Well, what we can do is we can provide a tilde in here. Seems like a working solution. This says from the virtual directory where this application is deployed, look for the JS file. But the problem is that browsers aren't happy. Browsers have no idea what a tilde is. That's an ASP.NET creation. So this will actually fail in the browser. Okay, so now what we can do is we can do something funky where we put in a server-side tag to resolve that. The problem is then jQuery, the jQuery IntelliSense can't parse that out to make that work. So there's all kinds of crazy things that are happening here that just end up not working. So the best solution that I have found is to play a bit of a little trick. What you do is you put in a server-side script tag if false, and this always evaluates to false, which is the point. And I'm going to drop in this script tag. So now jQuery IntelliSense is happy. It knows where to find that jQuery file for providing IntelliSense. So that means that I can come in here and come and type in my JS selector, my jQuery selector, and I'm off to the races. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to say script type equals text slash JavaScript. And in here, I am going to put a resolve URL. Right there, which will then get properly pathed for the actual HTML page. And here I'll put in the script. So jQuery is still working. Just to show you, if I take this one out, let's delete that. So that's not working. It's not seeing that resolve URL. So let's put that back in and see if jQuery IntelliSense is working in. It is. So it's a bit messy to have these two different techniques in there, but you just have it in the master page, and this will give you IntelliSense, not only in the master page, but any ASPX page that actually leverages it. Now, the one handy thing is if you're having trouble with your jQuery IntelliSense, sometimes it's a good idea to just give the jQuery IntelliSense engine a little kick to remind it to reparse all the URLs and find all the VS doc files. The way that you actually do that is just do a Control Shift J, and that updates all of the jQuery JavaScript IntelliSense information. And if you weren't getting IntelliSense before, it should start appearing, assuming all the URLs are correct. So hopefully some of those tips and tricks help you and make it easier to learn jQuery and utilize JavaScript right from within Visual Studio.